Chapter 24, 1:23 a.m. "What are you doing out here?" The sopping wet policeman shouted through the driver's window of John's truck. "Emergency services," John answered calmly. The policeman acted like he hadn't heard him. "Maybe you missed the memo, or maybe you're just insane. Do you realize you're driving around in a Category 5 hurricane?" The shouting policeman woke Mark. He pushed his long hair behind his ears. "What's happening?" Cindy turned. "Go back to sleep." "Fat chance. Where are we?" The policeman shined his light in Mark's face. "You're smack dab in the middle of the biggest hurricane ever to hit here. Maybe the biggest to hit the United States." "I heard that it's been downgraded to a Category 4, John said. 3, 4, 5, makes no difference to me. It's destroyed every road up ahead. It's an ongoing disaster, a national disaster." "Which is why we're here," John said. "We're contractors. If the roads are impassable ahead, how did you get here?" The policeman glared at him for a second, then said, "I just turned back 2 Federal Emergency Management Agency trucks. The FEMA people weren't too happy with me either. But I have my orders. The only people we're letting through are law enforcement and National Guard. We'll let you know when you can pass." "It's hard to help people if you aren't there to help them," John said. "I hear you, but there's nothing I can do. And there's nothing you can do for anybody in a little 4x4 with a winch. We have 2 big rigs stationed ahead with supplies." Cindy raised her eyebrows but didn't contradict him. "Providing that your rigs are still intact and there's a good chance they aren't, as bad as it is here, it's worse up ahead, a lot worse. About 5 miles back down the road is a high school. We've set up a temporary shelter in the gym. You'll find uncomfortable cots, bad coffee, stale donuts, and dozens of annoyed people just like you waiting to get through to do their thing. Don't expect to get through until mid-morning at the earliest. We'll assess the damage and let you know if and when you can proceed." John turned the truck around and headed back down the road. "It's not that long before daylight," Mark said. "Bet that shelter is filled with news people. I'm kind of partial to bad coffee and day-old donuts." John passed his thermos back to him. "Help yourself. There's 1/2 a box of donuts under the seat. You'll need the bad coffee to soften them up." Mark took the thermos. "I take that to mean that we're not going to the shelter."
"Nope."
"Then where are we going?" "The road less traveled," Cindy said. "First, I have to talk to Tomas." John pulled to the side of the road, called his partner on the sat phone. They proceeded to have a short conversation in Spanglish, which Cindy and Mark could barely understand. He ended the call and punched in some coordinates on his dash, GPS, then studied the map. "Tomas thinks he found a way past the roadblocks. Do either of you know how to use a chainsaw?"